message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lupin. Today is Saturday, March 26th, Eve of Palm Sunday, in the year of our Lord, 1983. We are at the Vatican Pavilion grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
I was startled to see the lights, the blue lights, coming out from among the trees. And there are two, you could explain them as being like bowl in shape. It's very difficult, round. And these lights, in human language, I would find it very difficult to explain to you the beauty of them. And where they came from, well, strictly from heaven, because it is a miracle in itself to see these lights, which have been caught on camera, too, come from the sky and branching outward. Now, that is the usual call mark for us to know that Jesus and Our Lady are approaching. And now, just above Our Lady's statue, about 15 feet, the round circular light is opening up within the cloudless night we have here. But, Our Lady now is coming. For a while, it was just like looking at a pinpoint. She looked very tiny in the sky, but she's hurrying forward quite fast now. Our Lady now, that's why she's called Our Lady of the Light, because the light, in a, just like framing Our Lady in a circle, is seems to be following her as she's moving forward. Our Lady is about 16 feet, I would say 16 feet above her statue. Now, also, the trees all about us, the tips of them, are now coming out with a most beautiful pink. But these pink are not lights. There are actually cascading lines, like beams of light, coming from above Our Lady, because now Jesus is coming in very fast compared to Our Lady's slow movement down up on the basis of the statue there. Our Lady is looking about her. Oh, she has on the most beautiful gown. It's white, so brilliant. If you look at your sugar, your normal sugar bowls, you see the white. That's the only place I have found the color that describes Our Lady's gown and her mantle. Our Lady's mantle is being caught in the wind very slightly, but it must be a little windy up there. Our Lady's mantle has a golden border of about, I would say about an inch and a half, that goes all around the mantle and cascades down to Our Lady's feet. The gold looks like a real metallic gold. It doesn't look like a thread. It looks like actually spun gold. Now, Our Lady is taking her rosary, which has been attached to her belting. The belting is blue, and Our Lady is taking out her rosary, and she's going to make the sign of the cross. She's extending it forward like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is moving over. She had floated. She's not walking. Jesus and Our Lady both float. It's the most wonderful thing to see, because I always think that that must be what heaven has in store for us if we deserve it, if we really make acts of reparation and do penance as heaven has asked. We'll all, I would imagine, float about like that, joining Our Lady and Jesus, even if it's just in heaven. But someplace between heaven and earth, many times to other seers, I know that they have seen them. And some of their beautifully departed souls are friends and their relatives. Now, Our Lady is moving over to the statue and looking to her left. That would be our right side. And she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is kissing her crucifix. It's a beautiful golden crucifix there. And Our Lady is now holding the rosary in her hands like this. They're just going down through her fingers, the beads, and Our Lady is putting on a very mournful look on her face. It really is sad to see Our Lady feeling that bad. Now she's touching her finger to her lips. My child and my children, I have given you many warnings of the presence of Satan upon your earth. Already, he seeks to infiltrate upon the mission from heaven. You must pray more and not be divided by minor casual offenses or differences of opinions or even outright judgment, wrong judgment. I would advise you, my child, to pray on the matter that has disturbed you this week. You will understand what I am talking about. There will be no decisions made at this time. Now Jesus is coming down, and he's standing at Our Lady's left side. Our Lady is now by his right side, and Our Lady is looking up, and Jesus now is looking all about him. He has on his burgundy cape, and it's down from his back. I can see Jesus' hair, and the cape is extending down to his footsteps, down to his feet. Now, Jesus is now taking his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus also is turning to his left, our right side, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's moved over, he's floated over a bit to the uppermost branch on our right side, the trees, and now he's turning and going back to standing next to Our Lady. I can't judge the distance through the sky, but I would say they're standing about 16 feet above Our Lady's statue. Now Jesus is taking his first finger and placing it to his mouth. That means to listen and repeat. My child, I will not continue the discourse at this time over the matter of obedience, charity, and other virtues that have dimmed the working force within the circle. You must pray more, and do not allow yourselves to falter in bringing out the message to the world because of slight differences of opinion and others that send you like rabbits scurrying here and there and bringing nothing back. My child and my children, as I told you in my last visit among you, there was a very crucial message to be given to the world. My child, Veronica, we brought you here this evening for the facts that must be given to mankind. Perhaps in this manner, many more will seek to hold off this terrible minor chastisement that is coming fast upon you. Now Jesus is pointing his hand up to the sky like that, and he's now telling me to listen. He has placed his first finger over his mouth like this, his lips, and that means to listen and repeat well what you see. You will listen, my child, but you will also describe what you see now. The sky is opening up, and I seem to be looking at a body of water. I'm standing over on a hill and looking out, and to my shock, I see something coming out of the water. Oh, it's a submarine. It's a submarine. Now, as I said that, it seemed to dive down very fast into the sea. Now, Jesus is pointing over, and I'm looking at the skyline of New York. As you're coming in from Long Island, I'm looking at the skyline, and there, just in front of it, is that submarine. Now, it's diving, and it's going about. I don't know. I don't know where it's heading, but it's very deep. But I know that the submarine is off the New York skyline, the New York side of the United States. Now Jesus is going like this, and the scene is fading away. It's disintegrating, just like it was made of smoke, and the sky has returned to its closed state of darkness. And Jesus is now telling me to look down. I'm looking down, and it appears to be a subway station. But there's no one. I know I recognize tracks going into a tunnel. There's no one about in this tunnel. I seem to feel that it has been discarded as a major network for the trains. Now, Our Lady and Jesus now are standing at my side. I'm standing with them on the platform. And Jesus says, "Look, my child, what is coming in?" And there on the tracks, it's made of wheels. There's a carting, some type of a carting, train-like board. And on this, I know it's a bomb, a very large bomb. And it has a point, like a V-shape, upside down, pointed type of nozzle, or whatever you'd call it. I don't know the mechanics of bombs or anything, but I know it's a bomb. And then Jesus touched his lips. He said, "Warhead, a warhead." It's an underground tunnel that's not being used for transporting the passengers at this time. It's been abandoned. "But it has made," said Jesus, "an ideal parking place for a major destructive force that man has created, a missile." My child and my children, there is one fact that must be brought forward to all mankind. I know that many have tried to make up for the void that the bishops of your country and the world have created when they will not go about and consecrate the major offender in this world now, Russia, will not consecrate Russia to the both the Immaculate Hearts. My son and I, we wish to save you from this destruction. And there is only one way that you can. That's through penance and prayer. Your future, which is coming to a point of what you call the end of an era, your future is upon you. The United States of America shall not escape this time the punishment and the desolation of the nation that has gone now throughout the world with Russia as the main force for this evil. Man was created to live peacefully. Man was created to know his God, and this manner to have a world that is not a paradise, but one in which man could live in peace and security. But now, all of the leaders of the world run about and they say, "It is peace, it is security." Their words are like two blanked from the mouth. They say those words, but then they turn their backs and they are busy getting ready for a major invasion of the United States and Canada. Yes, my child, all who read and listen to the message must know that there is a plan now for Russia, a plan against the United States and Canada. Your nation and Canada are surrounded. Oh. Now Jesus is pointing over towards Cuba. I see a whole map of the United States, and Jesus is pointing to Cuba. "One offender," he says, "one offender among many, stockpiling all manner of destruction for another, their brothers and their sisters. This is permitted, my child and my children, for one reason. Wars are a punishment for man's sins. many warnings have been given to mankind, minor chastisements, and they go about like their ears are deafened, their eyes are blind, and they cannot see what is fast coming upon them. You must pray for all of the heads of states. You must pray for the teachers who have been fast defiling the innocence of young children. This aura of modernism, pacifism, pacifying the enemy, for what? The enemy has come into your country, the United States, while you were asleep. They do not seek to take over by human methods of men. They have taken over by coming through the back door while your leaders were asleep, or their spirits had flown and they were ripe for the infiltration of Satan. My child, the last time we spoke to you, we told you that there was a far greater message to be given to mankind. This is the message, that Russia plans to invade the United States with missiles. There is much that you don't know, my poor children, or perhaps some think it best that you don't know what is happening within your governments. Many of the newspapers and other means of relaying this to you have been silenced. But I, as your mother, beg intercession through Jesus to the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost to spare you these terrible punishments. If there is a need for more victim souls, let them be satisfied to know that they have been warned. My child, I know this has been a complete shock to you, but this message must go throughout the world. Awaken those who sleep before it is too late. My child, you will take now 3 photographs. But not one word must be said of these photographs. You may look at them, but speak not of their content. I see a road. The road looks very familiar. It's Long Island. And I see everyone running. I feel like I'm on the road with them too, running, and I'm saying to a woman who passes, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" And she says, "Warheads! Warheads! Look!" And I look back as I was running with her to see what she was looking at, and oh my God, I've never saw blackened bodies before. Their skin is just, I can't even tell if they're girls or men or anything. The skin has been blackened, and there's a great part of this body has melted from the heat. Terror shall grip the nation. I have tried to warn you, my children, that the United States is as like the eagle plucked there by its enemies, plucked there by misrepresentation, plucked there by sin. Your country is very sick, my children. You ask me, my child, why this cannot be stopped. You must now trust in my son, Jesus. And when you become affrighted, you'll say, my Jesus, my confidence. Yes, my child, no war has ever made a pretty picture. We do not stress anything that could be called political, my child and my children. By no means is this as it is meant to be. By no means. I wish to alert you all to what is coming upon you. And when it happens, you will know that too few cared, too few failed to learn a lesson from their past. Too few do not give offerings of atonement to the Eternal Father. There is a balance now being held above you. It falls, the balance falls heavily to the left. But when that is evened out, you will know and understand this message. My child, continue now with your prayers of atonement. I have much to discourse with you, but that will be later. You will take now 3 photographs and read them well, but do not speak outwardly about them. All about the trees, there is a deep, hazy, but beautiful pink glow. Now, directly up above Our Lady's statue, Jesus is coming forward. He's by himself now. I don't know where our Blessed Mother went to, but Jesus is coming forward, and he's standing about, 16 feet above Our Lady's statue. He has a very, it's not a serene look, but a very hurt and serious look on his countenance, as Our Lady would say, on his countenance. Now, Jesus is looking about, and he's come now quite a distance down over Our Lady's statue, and he's touching the first finger to his lips. My child and my children, I realize that this has been a great shock to you all, to know what is happening and what is fast coming upon you. If we could, we would spare you in this emotional crisis and suffering when you hear this message. However, it is a fact that you cannot remain in the darkness and not knowing the seriousness of our messages to you. If you had accepted the message from heaven as given from my mother to many other seers in the world, you would not have reached this point in the history of your country. Yes, my child and my children, the world now is being prepared by the bear and will face a crucible of suffering. As my mother has told you before, I will repeat again. There will be minor chastisements, and then will come the great warning and the greatest of chastisement, a chastisement such as has never been seen before in your nation or the nations of the world, and we pray will never then be seen again. However, only a few will be left. You, my child, will continue to see that the message goes out to all mankind. I ask you to put aside all your differences among you, for to unite is to stand, to divide is to fall. Therefore, you will have to not widen the wedge, but close it up. You may ponder upon that, my child, and I am certain that you will understand, as I speak to you, what you are to do. You will make your own judgment of which is most important. To pull through one soul who does not have the grace at this time to come in on his own, or to cast aside and start chasing like rabbits, as my mother said to you, things that are immaterial and unnecessary within the circle of light. My child and my children, there will be a great chastisement, but this will coincide with the arrival of the ball of redemption and the Third World War. Russia will also utilize the manpower of China as they make their thrust forward. I realize, my child, that this message has a great emotional impact upon you. Do not be afeard. 666, the days of suffering are at hand. Six is for the six who are coming. Six is for the 6 days of suffering. And six is for those who will be sent back to hell. 666, the majors of forces from hell, led by Satan. My child, you will take one more set of photographs, and this will put in print for you an additional bit of knowledge which cannot be given publicly at this time. Guard it well, my child, and do not succumb to your nature of never revealing a secret, which is soon revealed. You must be very careful, for you do not understand the danger about you now that you have received this message. Pray, my child, and my children often. Pray for those who do not have the light, and they also will receive the light because of the graces that you have gathered for them. Jesus now extending his hand like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, and all of those known as Marian workers throughout the world. It will be through my mother's intercession for you all that only a few will die, and only a few will be saved. But then, my child and my children, will you know and have the answer for all mankind. I see now the sky is becoming quite lighted on our right side. There's a huge ball. It looks like the type of a ball that has printing on it, something that you'd use in school. But no, our lady said, it's a whimsical ball. However, the story it tells is not to make you glad, but sad, my child. There is a crucifix, a cross. No, not a crucifix, a cross above the ball. And now I see flames shooting out from under the ball. Oh, flames are shooting higher and higher. It looks like a world on fire. I can hear people running. They're screaming. Something terrible has happened. The world will be aflame. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed.